Genesis 1 and 2, are they contradictory accounts?
Answers with Ken Ham, a founder and president of the Answers in Genesis Ministry. Can you run a talk show when someone called and claimed that Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2 were contradictory? What was your answer?
Well, we need to understand that Genesis chapter 1 gives an order of creation that was chronological, days 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. But Genesis chapter 2 is not meant to be chronological. It's intended to provide the details of day 6, especially the creation of man and woman. You see, chapter 2 is setting the scene for what happens then in Genesis chapter 3. These accounts aren't contradictory, Mark. They're complementary. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, we read that God made male and female. In Genesis 2, we're given the details of how God did this. He took dust to make the man and took his side and made a woman. Even Jesus Christ quoted from both these passages in Matthew chapter 19 when giving the foundation for the doctrine of marriage. So he certainly didn't believe these chapters were contradictory. Again, Genesis chapter 2 is just a more detailed account of portions of chapter 1.
The first chapter of Genesis also deals with the creation of the universe. In fact, it directly addresses whether or not a Big Bang ever occurred. For some fascinating reading, go to our website and look for our free booklet, Astronomy and the Bible. It's a free service of AnswersRadio.com.